Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In a time where recognizable IP, not just movie stars, rule over the box office, it's easy to see why the sequel game is still doing its thing. Moolah, innit? That being said, where there are rules, there are exceptions. Some of the most famous and talented actors in the industry have managed to chart a lucrative career path without ever returning for a sequel to one of their own movies. In an increasingly risk-averse, safe-playing Hollywood, this left-field bravery needs to be commended and championed, even when it doesn't always work for the actor. I'm Marcus Bronzy, this is What Culture, and here are 10 actors who have never, apart from one exception that you might get angry with me in the comments for, made a sequel. Number 10, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Now, with 2008's The Dark Knight, Maggie Gyllenhaal starred in one of the most beloved movie sequels of all time, yet she herself never reprised a single one of her roles. She has starred in a few movies that could have potentially given her sequels, but things got in the way, like underwhelming box office results, Annie McPhee in The Big Bang, or the death of her character in The Dark Knight. Aside from a handful of big blockbusters she's starred in throughout her career, she also tends to favour more dramatic roles which don't usually lead to sequels, so the lack of follow-ups on her filmography does make a certain level of sense. Her brother Jake is also quite averse to reprising roles and starring in sequels generally, although given his recent gig as Mysterio in Spider-Man Far From Home, that could all change, because after all, nobody stays dead in MCU, especially when Disney are involved. Number 9, Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling is one of those actors who you might assume is a major box office draw, but if you look at the numbers, that isn't always the case. Blade Runner 2049, The Nice Guys, Only God Forgives, they all underperform, so sequels for those, well, they're out of the window, methinks. Gosling himself also shut down the possibility of a Drive follow-up, so that also goes out the same hole in the wall. Still, Gosling has decades of acting experience ahead of him, so there's a good chance we'll see him join a big franchise at some point down the line somewhere. Interestingly though, he did meet with Marvel to discuss playing Doctor Strange, so it seems he's open to the idea of donning a cape and starring in a few comic book movies, which means sequels. And with that, of course, Moolah. Number 8, Jon Hamm. Jon Hamm's movie career is littered with major franchises and popular IP, whether it's Shrek, Minions, Sucker Punch, Bridesmaids, or The A-Team, but the man himself has never returned for a sequel to one of his own flicks. That's not entirely his fault though, mind you. Shrek Forever After was the last in the series, Sucker Punch and The A-Team didn't perform well, so no sequel for those, and whilst Bridesmaids 2 was heavily discussed, it simply hasn't come together yet. And then there's the brilliant Baby Driver sequel, which is currently in the works. Unfortunately though, Hamm's character died in the first film, so he can't win. Elsewhere, Hamm does have a role in the upcoming Top Gun Maverick, so if that film does make a big enough splash, it could turn into a Tom Cruise franchise, and Hamm will finally get to reprise one of his movie roles. Maybe. Number 7, Richard Gere. Richard Gere has been acting since the 1970s, so it's quite hard to believe that he's never reprised one of his roles across his long career. This hasn't been helped by the fact that over the last 18 years or so, Gere has largely stepped away from mainstream Hollywood, appearing in much smaller films overall. According to the actor himself, this is because of Hollywood's relationship with China, one of the most important box office markets in the world, especially for big movies. This is a problem for Gere, who has long protested China's occupation of Tibet, leading to him being banned for life in China. He's in fact been quoted saying, "There are definitely movies that I can't be in because the Chinese will say, not with him. I recently had an episode where someone said that they could not finance a film with me because it would upset the Chinese." Number 6, Jessica Chastain. Jessica Chastain has a strange habit of regularly appearing in some major movie sequels without any of them being sequels to her own films. Over the last decade, she's been in Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, The Huntsman, Winter's War, X-Men, Dark Phoenix, It, Chapter 2. But she wasn't reprising a character in a single one of these projects. Alright, who in the comments is going to be like, well, but technically in it, it was reprising. It wasn't the same her, okay? In addition, most blockbuster movies she stars in never really have a follow-up to go on from. Like Zero Dark Thirty, The Martian and Interstellar, they were great self-contained stories. And The Dark Phoenix, well, that was the end of the series. And Madagascar 4, well, it entered development hell and we don't think it's going to come out. At the time of this recording, she is 44 though, so that means plenty of time for sequels. Just not yet. Number 5. Kevin Bacon. Unless you count those mobile ads he keeps popping up in. Hey, listen, I'm not knocking your bacon. You know me. Get that moolah. The great Kevin Bacon has remained sequel-less throughout his career. He's been in plenty of franchises, of course, from Friday the 13th to Tremors, more about that in a sec, even X-Men, but he's never returned to play any of these characters in a direct follow-up. The closest he came was in Tremors. He did have an opportunity to return for Tremors 2, but he turned it down, and then more recently, his Tremors TV pilot was dropped. Despite not appearing in any sequels, he may have actually appeared in a cinematic universe of sorts. Bacon himself has endorsed the fan theories that Tremors and Footloose exist in the same universe, calling it the ultimate mashup. Number 4, Nicole Kidman. When you look at her career, it's pretty impressive that Nicole Kidman has never done a sequel. Well, more about that in a sec. She's been in so many movies that could easily have led to her reprising a role, but for various reasons. Things just haven't worked out that way. For starters, she was in 1995's Batman Forever, and even though her character survived the movie, she wasn't invited back for the sequel, Batman and Robin. Although in hindsight, it wasn't really a bad thing not being invited back to that, was it? Here's where you can let me know if she doesn't belong in this list. In 2006, she had a voice role in Happy Feet. But her character also popped up for a cameo in Happy Feet 2. But Kidman went uncredited. However, it's only a matter of time before Kidman gets a proper reprise for one of her movie roles. Aquaman 2 is currently in development, and she only plays a queen in it. So hopefully, we will be seeing her back on our screens for a sequel soon. Number 3, Leonardo DiCaprio. What can I say? He's a box office juggernaut, Oscar winner. Finally, and also beloved by movie fans around the world. Yet despite his insane levels of fame and success, Leonardo DiCaprio isn't really one for sequels. Whilst it's true that his film career kicked off with 1991's direct-to-video Critters 3, he wasn't reprising a role there because he didn't appear in any of the previous Critter movies. For the last 3 decades, DiCaprio has done nothing but standalone films. There have been a few potential franchises here and there, like an Inception sequel could work, but DiCaprio's clear desire to vary his output by portraying vastly different characters from film to film, well, that means he hasn't really come close to starring in a full-on franchise sequel. Number 2. Jodie Foster. Even though she once had the chance to make a sequel, Jodie Foster turned the opportunity down, and to this day, she hasn't reprised a single one of her roles. One of her best performances to date came in 1991's Silence of the Lambs, for which she won Best Actress. A decade later, a sequel titled Hannibal was produced, but when Jodie Foster declined the project, she was busy with another movie, so fair adoos. Her character was instead played by Julianne Moore. Foster's acting work has also taken a bit of a backseat to her directing work in recent years, with her movie roles becoming more and more intermittent. As a result, it doesn't really feel like there will be a sequel in her future, but never say never, guys. Number 1, Daniel Day-Lewis. Fun fact, Daniel's full name is Daniel comes back to remind you why he is one of the best ever to do it, Day-Lewis. The guy's special move is popping up once in a while to show us why he is one of the best actors ever. His film to Oscar ratio is tasty. Much like DiCaprio though, Day-Lewis's career choices just didn't lend themselves to sequels. He preferred to act in serious dramas, a category of film that rarely, if ever, leads to franchise or even a single follow-up. Couple this with his extremely selective nature, and it isn't really a surprise that he's never found himself starring in a sequel or two. And considering that he's been retired, well, until he comes back to remind us all why he is one of the best ever to do it, it looks like he never will.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.